Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with my brother Phil.
What's going on? It's good to be back. Excited for this. I think we have a fun little game.
So today we are going to do a fun little game where we come up with a draft. We're having a draft, kind of like they do in the NFL or the NBA. We're going to have our first round picks, our second round picks, all the way down to our fifth round picks. Instead of doing the NBA or the NFL, though, we are going to do like random topics. So we're going to do, like, for instance, colors. And let's say my number one pick would be like pink. And you kind of just, the whole premise of it is to think of something that is like, you know, the general population would want to pick out of all the things. Or, you know, fast food restaurants. My number one would probably be McDonald's. Do you get the gist? So we got this idea from The Breadbasket Official on TikTok. So definitely check them out. I think they have a podcast. I've never watched the podcast, but I need to check it out. I think it's so funny. I love these TikToks, and I thought it would be fun for Phil and I to do it. So we're going to start off with the best second places in the world. So a prime example would be
Powerade, Gatorade's.
Yeah,
like
Powerade to Gatorade's number one, Powerade's second best. I hope you get the gist. Mm-hmm. So do you want to do rock, paper, scissors to see who gets the first pick?
Let's do it.
Okay.
On three?
Best two out of three or just?
Just one.
Okay, ready?
Rock,
paper, scissors, shoot.
Let's go.
Damn it. Caught me. Okay. So you get first round pick.
All right, I am going to take the sunrise. You know, people glorify the sunsets, but sunrises are just as pretty and I feel like people don't just respect them because they're not up early enough to witness it. So I think sunrise can be sometimes better than sunsets. So I'm going to go with sunrise as my
first
pick.
You're being fake, though.
Why?
Because when Brandon and I wanted to get up to watch the sunrise, you didn't want to.
But I did it.
No, but like you didn't care.
I didn't want to, but I'm glad I did.
But clearly you don't care about it.
It doesn't mean I'm a fan, but it's still one of the best, second best. You know what I mean?
Okay. I just think you're a phony.
Why?
Because you don't even like sunrises. So like, I think that's kind of a...
I mean, I don't like LeBron, but he's the second best.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. I'm going to go PCs instead of Mac or like Apple. I just feel like if you have a PC now, it's like the second best, but it's like no one has a PC.
A lot of people, you should go into Kelly school.
Like gamers? Business.
Gamers and people that... A lot of finance guys have PCs.
I feel like it's one of the best second best, though.
It is good. Yeah.
But by choice, they have a PC?
Yeah.
Why?
They're like, it works better for whatever they do.
Okay, sure.
But I'm Team Mac. That's a solid one.
Okay.
I'm going to take Jake Paul. Logan's bigger and...
Wait, really? You think Jake is smaller or like second best to Logan?
Probably. Wouldn't you
Whoa,
say?
Whoa, I would say people would say the opposite.
Well, who has more followers?
I think Jake.
Really? Then I'll take Logan. I'll take whoever, whatever one is.
That's so weird. I have a Paul for one of mine.
Well, don't
too.
You think the Paul brothers, don't you think of Logan right away?
I feel like Jake like made more noise, like world. I don't know. In my head, I feel
Logan
like
Logan has more followers.
Really?
So that
on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Okay.
I'll take Jake. He's killing the game. He's boxing Anderson Silva. I mean, he's a legend in the boxing world now. So he's killing it.
Okay, slay. All right, my second round pick. I'm going Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken.
From American Idol. He was snubbed.
Is that when Ruben won? Ruben was way better.
Love Ruben, but Clay Aiken brought the heat. And like he's a household name. Like everyone knows who Clay Aiken is.
Yes. I mean,
thank you. Yes,
he is good.
And for the time, like American Idol was like, I don't even know what to compare it to, but it is so big because I don't think anything's that big now.
Yeah. I agree. Not think of that at all. But
I do think that Ruben like deserved his win, but like Clay Aiken's second best.
He was second best.
Yeah.
We have to confirm that they were the same season because I'm pretty sure Clay Aiken won.
Saw them live. Aiken and Ruben, and I remember rooting for Ruben. Wait, Clay Aiken versus. Okay, you go.
All right. For my third pick, I'm going to stick with the siblings. I'm going to go Kendall Jenner. Kylie, I'm surprised you didn't take that one, but Kylie's obviously number one. She's the billionaire, but Kendall, I mean,
Kendall.
I do love her. She's gorgeous. Shout out Kendall. Dating D-Book. She models everywhere and she's just a great number two. If that's your number two, then you have a great family. So good job, Kris Jenner.
I'm going to go my number three. Is gonna be Tyler Cameron. Because he didn't win The Bachelorette.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like he is an amazing like second choice. Remember Hannah Brown didn't pick him?
Yes, yes.
And like he was the obvious answer. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean?
I don't even remember.
Didn't she pick Jed or whatever?
I don't know.
She was stupid. All I have to say is like if you have Tyler Cameron in front of you, you have to pick him. And I think he deserved the win.
You think so?
And he's like one of the best second place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if he really got second place, but I know he didn't win.
That's a good one. He's definitely popping off now. So.
And also, he's just like so hot.
He's a good looking guy.
Yeah. And he seems nice.
So I'm going to go on kind of the same page with the whole like dating shows. I'm going to go Love Island.
Well, what's number one?
The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Oh, okay.
For like a dating show. Love Island. It's great. Very entertaining. Mm. And I'm a fan. I watch a few seasons, so Love Island.
I don't watch that.
That was my fourth pick.
For second best, I'm going to pick the VMAs Because I feel like the number one is obviously like Oscars and Grammys, like award shows. Mm-hmm. But I think the VMAs is so underrated and it's like the best second place because it's the best award show. Because it's like, it brings like the spice, the juice, the like, we get it. Like, you guys have good movies, but like, we want to see like the drama.
Yeah.
And VMAs.
And I think they have the best performances as well.
And it's just like, it's, you know, it's going to be exciting and juicy. Yeah.
I think it's more of our generation.
It's like more, yeah, it's more Gen Z versus like, I don't know, the Grammys and Oscars. I feel like sometimes they're just too boring and they're trying to be like too woke funny.
The
like,
Oscars
they're
not are even awful.
Yeah, they're not even
like, when was
funny.
The last time you actually watched the Oscars? You just watched the clips.
Yeah, you just watched the clips on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Which, don't get me wrong, I would love to go to the Oscars.
Yes.
And see it. It's iconic. But it's like the VMAs is more fun. I think I would rather like be there to like see the drama.
Uh-huh. That's a good one. It's a good one.
Thank you.
For my final pick, I am going to go with just cash. You're paying with cash. You know, there's something about paying with cash that feels old school. If you go into a bar and you have $40,
like as opposed to a card.
Credit card's number one. You always pay with a card. You get cash.
I
it's
feel
just
like that
easy.
Should have been higher up on your ranking.
I know. You I just give, you give the bartender $10 and you get your drink and you're done.
Okay.
Quick, simple, easy. Especially if you're going to the bar, bring cash trick. And that way you can limit how much you spend. So if you're like, all right, I'm bringing out $50 cash. This is all I'm spending. Boom.
That's true. Okay. My fifth round pick is also a Paul brother. I'm going Logan Paul when he went against Floyd Mayweather. I mean, like, that's obviously a win. For him. He got second place.
It was actually a tie.
No, it wasn't.
They said no winner.
No, he lost.
No, it was no winner.
No, I almost guarantee you he lost. No. Did they actually call that a draw?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says no winner was declared.
Yeah.
Okay, but the obvious winner is Floyd.
I guess.
So I'm saying that... Logan was the second best.
All right.
Because, like, that was a huge win, like, I feel like for social media, like, seeing a random, not random, but, like, seeing, like, a freaking YouTuber, like, box the best boxer in, like, the world is, like, insanity. Like, I'm sorry, I don't know who that guy that is that Jake's fighting. Like, I don't give a
Anderson
shit about
Silva.
I have no idea who that is. Floyd Mayweather, like, that was a bigger win, just getting the opportunity to go against him.
Anderson Silva's kind of like the Floyd Mayweather of UFC.
Well, like I have no idea who that is, and I feel like I know sports shit.
Well, that can be debated on another time.
Ask any of my friends if they know who that is.
Anderson Silva?
Yeah.
They probably won't.
Exactly. But they'll know Floyd Mayweather. That's why it was like a bigger win for Logan, I think.
Cool.
Okay. So do we like, who won that round?
I think I won that round solely because you put Android.
No, Android didn't count.
Well, your last one was kind of tough, in my opinion, but...
Wait, what did you end up with? I ended up with PC, Clay Aiken, Tyler Cameron, VMAs, and Logan.
Mm-hmm. I had Cash, Jake Paul, Kendall Jenner, Sunrise, and what was my fourth pick? I don't know. It was good, though.
I don't know. I think I had you beat with the PC versus Mac. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh. Mwah! Sounds so good.
Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Anyway, okay, moving right along. Things that are embarrassing for no reason.
This is a funny one. I'm excited for this one. I'm
excited for this one, too. Okay.
I'll let you go first since I went first last time.
Okay.
And I'm a nice brother.
Okay, my number one pick is going to be when you say bye and then you walk in the same direction.
That is awkward.
That is and so you're embarrassing. Like,
you don't know
like,
what they're talking.
Oh, and then you're like, oh, are you going the same direction? And you're like, oh, the conversation. Like, I was just like, I just this ounce of like relief.
Yes.
Like leaving yes. you. And now it's like, now I have to start up the conversation again. And yes. it's like, when do we say bye again?
That's a very solid.
It's so embarrassing.
Very solid first pick. It can gets the job done every time. So good props to you for that one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to go with just walking on a plane to your seat. You know
what?
It just everybody's
that's your number one.
Everybody's eyes are on you, and you just I just feel
that is
like
bad.
You feel like everybody's judging you, and you're just trying to get to your
that
seat.
That is not.
And
I feel like that's not embarrassing.
It kind of
that
is.
You know what's
and you
embarrassing?
Have you and you're struggling with your bag, like trying to get through there. You
no,
never
no.
have a carry on because you always check your bag, but. It
no.
is embarrassing.
You know what I'll take as my number two?
What?
Putting your bag up
yes,
in the thing.
That's what I'm talking
no,
about.
You said
maneuvering
walking.
In the plane. Same thing. Walking in the plane.
No, walking down the aisle is way different from putting your bag up in the thing.
And I talked about my bag, so.
Walking in the aisle. That's right. Not that embarrassing. What's embarrassing is having nails and putting it in the little
thing. That can't
thing.
Be your number two. That's way too.
Okay, fine. My number two is airport related, though. It's when you're checking in or like checking your bag and they're like, have a good flight. And you're like, you too.
You too, yes.
It's a little embarrassing.
That's always like the drive through. Enjoy your meal. You
yeah.
too.
Yeah, it's just a little like, well, shit.
And then you're just like, ah. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, it's just like a little embarrassing, you know?
Yeah. I'm just going to go with sneezing. You know, no matter where you are when you sneeze and you're just like, oh, I can't believe that just happened. It's embarrassing. You don't want to be the guy that's sneezing in class, especially in class and you keep sneezing and that's all you're thinking about is fighting that sneeze. It's just awful.
I just feel like
sneezing. And it shouldn't be embarrassing because everybody has to deal with it.
I just feel like sneezing out of all the things like we do, like is not that embarrassing. Like farting?
Yeah, but that is embarrassing. That should be embarrassing. Like if you fart in public, it's like, haha, you farted. You know what I mean?
Okay, I guess. Like
it's
embarrassing
for
no
reason. That's what kind of what it did.
Okay. I just don't really get embarrassed when I sneeze personally.
It's a little bit, you're just kind of like that second right after and you're just like, sorry, everybody.
I feel like I don't do that. I'm just like, oh, I had to sneeze.
I guess you've never had to fight off a sneeze in class.
Okay.
When you're low-key a little sick.
Okay. Okay, my number three pick is going to be when you didn't hear someone, like what they said, and you have to like ask what they said like again and then again.
Yes. But,
or you kind of act like, have you ever asked someone something and then they say it and you can't hear and you're like, oh yeah. Like, and then you're like, and then they keep going and you're like, wait, what did you say?
You're like, that's like, cool, that's awesome.
That's so embarrassing. Cool. I hate when I do that. And then I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
So that was my number three pick.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I'm going to take having happy birthday saying to you. Oh my god.
And
you just don't know
what
to
do.
That is
really good. That should have been your number one. Oh my god.
You don't know whether to sing.
I literally hate
sing with it, or just, you just stand there and sit and kind of laugh. It's just a very tough moment.
It's just weird. And it's like, what do you do? Like dance?
I think we should cancel it.
Yeah, we should cancel singing happy birthday. I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
That's a tough one.
Shit, I just had one.
But it shouldn't be embarrassing because it's for you. Like, you're being celebrated.
Yeah, it's like, I actually love, like, when it's my actual birthday, I just don't like being, like,
it's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to think. Oh! I think when you are on, like, your fifth day of your spray tan or your self-tanner, and then it's just, like, splotchy and, like, looks so bad, and it's just, like, kind of embarrassing that day.
Yeah, I personally cannot relate, but I can see where you're coming from.
Do you know what
from.
I mean? When it's just like you see a girl's like hands, like it's just embarrassing for no reason. Like it's like,
Yeah, definitely like a bad spray tan is embarrassing.
Oh, 100%.
But that, I feel like that has
That's
its reason.
Like embarrassing, but like when you have a good spray tan and then starting to wear off and you're splotchy, yeah.
Yeah. I don't really notice that, but I could see where you're coming from.
I do. That. It's embarrassing.
I'm going to, this one's oddly very specific, but right after you bowl and it's just like a very average bowl, like bowling, the sport bowling, like the walk after, like like to go get the ball, like you don't know whether to talk to the people sitting there, or you don't know how to act. You know what I mean? Like it's like the 5 second walk.
Like when you walk back from an average, like it wasn't that good.
Yes. Okay. Like you get a 7 and you just walk back and like you sit down and you're like, you don't know whether to be excited or be like, damn, bad bowl.
Okay.
And you're like, are you giving high fives or what? And it's just embarrassing.
Okay.
I don't know why that came to my head, but I just don't like that moment.
Okay. That's
unless I get a strike. If you get a strike, it's fun.
That really is embarrassing for no reason. I'm thinking of embarrassing things, but stuff that's like for no reason is hard.
Yeah.
Oh, this is kind of embarrassing for no reason. When you think you just like absolutely slayed your like photo you posted.
Oh, yes.
And then it just like flops.
Yes.
Like it does not worst. Do. Like you're like, I am so cool and hot and like this outfit is so slay. And then it just like literally flops.
Yeah. You're and expecting a bunch of comments about the outfit.
Yeah. And from your friends. Like, And then just like not even your best friend comments.
No.
And it's just like kind of embarrassing for no reason.
That is tough.
And then you're like, do I delete it?
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. Or do I keep it up here because now it's like I committed and it's embarrassing if I delete it.
You got to commit at that point. That is a good one though.
Okay.
Terrible feeling.
That's my number Terrible five, feeling. I think.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, you kind of called me out on this the other day, just when you're in public, in a public area, and your like phone just goes off. Like you get notifications or you play a video and it's like nothing bad, but like there's sound coming from your phone and you're kind of just like, oh, sorry, because you're that guy that's has your phone and you don't want to be the annoying guy, even though like nobody really cares if you're watching a video.
I mean,
I know
what you mean, but I feel like that doesn't go well with this topic really.
Because it's like, it's embarrassing. Oh, you pull up your
but
phone
like,
and then a video.
But like, you're choosing to do that. Oh,
no,
the
like,
video
or notification. Or you're, even like if somebody calls you and you're like scrambling and
oh,
you're
yeah,
to
that's
get your phone out.
And it's quiet.
Yes.
Yeah. What were you playing the other day?
Just a video on Twitter.
And I was like, why are you watching that right now?
Yeah, and you flipped out on me for no reason.
Yeah, because that was embarrassing that you were watching. But you weren't embarrassed. I was.
Yeah, that's kind of why I said it. It was like you... But it is I think it's embarrassing when you get a call and your phone's
like
just ringing.
Okay, but I feel like in that situation, you just weren't being self-aware. Like, what? You were in a quiet elevator and you were, like, playing Hezbollah so loud.
We were on a bus.
What? Okay. Oh, yeah, bus, yeah. And you're, like, playing Hezbollah so loud. It's, like, not the right time. Put your headphones on. No one wants to hear Hezbollah right now.
It wasn't Hezbollah, but shout out
what
Hezbollah.
What was it?
It was just a
I thought
sports
it was Hezbollah.
Club.
Oh, I thought it was Hezbollah. Okay, anyway, moving right along, let's do, do you want to do middle names?
Middle names is funny.
Okay.
I feel like we have a lot of the same. I mean, everybody's going to
middle names. Do you want to go number one because it's your turn?
Yeah, I'll start with my own, Michael. I mean, the most common middle name ever. Is that how we were doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go
for
Michael.
For a guy?
Yes.
Okay.
It flows. It's easy.
I just feel like that's not a good number one. Like, that's a number three.
No, it's good.
The obvious number one is Elizabeth. Every white bitch's middle name is Elizabeth.
Yeah, it was on my list.
Literally every girl's middle name is Elizabeth. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Anne.
Oh my God, thank God you didn't say the second best one. Okay, Anne.
Anne's classic. Beth Ann, Mary Ann, Sarah Ann. I just feel like Anne is
A-N-N-E,
like with the E. I don't know. Any Anne. You can put Anne next to any name and it sounds good. North Anne. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go the obvious number two, Marie.
Marie is good.
Thank you. Wow. Everyone, it's either Elizabeth or Marie.
Yeah, I just think of Alicia Marie.
Everyone's middle name is Marie, yeah.
Pretty good. I'm going to go back to the guy side. I'm going to go James.
That is a good one.
It's just a simple one. Brandon James.
Is that Brandon's middle name?
It's just... James, simple. You could be Jimmy with it. Old-time name.
Okay. I'm not sure if we're going to count this, but I think we should. I'm going to go with my number three pick is the dad's first name.
Okay. I like that.
For like the son.
Yeah.
Like it's always the dad's. They're like, oh, it's my dad's name.
Yeah. Like Philip,
like
Michael.
Greg.
Like me, for example.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael, yes. Greg, yes. John.
You got to have the, it's a pride thing. You got to have your name go through the cycle.
You do? I feel like that's just like a weird guy
thing. I never thought about that because dad's middle name is Joseph, our grandpa. I wonder if grandpa's middle name is our great grandpa.
So are you going to name your middle name Philip? Why do guys do that? I feel like girls don't really do that.
Jimmy Philip. Let's go.
Jimmy?
I love the name Jimmy for some reason.
No.
I don't know. It's just probably just like a thing from like the kings, like Prince Charles V or... Started way back then.
No, but I that is a thing though. Like I feel like in the world, like men like love to like name their son like their name, but I feel like women don't really do that.
Yeah, because it's their name. It's like your pride. Yeah, you want to pass down their name. I don't know. It's just a man thing. It's a guy thing.
But why? I just think it's kind of weird. If I was like Taylor Jr.,
it's just I don't know.
I just think it's kind of embarrassing. Like give your kid a new name so they can live their own.
Yeah, but it's like the legacy. You want to.
Your last name's already being passed down. Mm-hmm. Like, if anything, I think the women.
But if it's like if you have like six, it's like you're up to six. It's like, all right, are you really not gonna? You think you're too cool? Like Chris Bamba the sixth. You think his kid's not gonna name his kid Chris?
I mean, I guess that's true.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like, all right, you kind of have to.
I feel like
if
that's
you're put in that situation,
yeah. I don't know. I just think if anything, like women should be the one that would want to pass down their name because they lose their last name.
I guess. But they're going to change their name if they get married.
Oh, I'm talking about their first name. So I would be like naming my daughter Taylor something versus like a guy doing it.
Yeah, but that would make sense because if it'd be Taylor King Jr. and then she would get married to Rich Smith, it'd be Taylor.
Yeah, but it would still
Smith
be my
Jr.
name. But it would still be my name with the daughter.
I guess.
Does that make sense?
I just don't think it works that way.
Okay.
I just think only guys can do it.
It's only a guy thing. Yeah. Women aren't allowed to do it.
Exactly.
Men are better than women.
I never said that.
Well, that's the vibe you're giving me. I just think it doesn't work.
I just think it's the thing that it's
so
all...
you think women can't do it?
They can. I've just never seen it done. You should be the... I mean, start the trend.
Okay.
Why not? Was that my...
I'm saying the dad's last name.
Okay.
Or I'm saying the dad's name as the middle name.
Okay. I'm going to go with Mary. I feel like it's...
Mary?
Mary. It's boring, but simple, easy. There's a bunch of Marys out there.
That's fair. I'm going to go... My number four... is going to be John.
That's a good one. I was thinking about that. I had a debate for the last one.
It's so boring, though. I feel like I want to give my kid's middle name like something spicy.
Yeah, I feel like for the middle name, it just has to sound good based off the first name. So you got to pick the first name first, and then you do the middle name based off the first name. But for my pick, I'm going to wrap it up with a very boring one with William. I mean, it's iconic, classy.
It's boring.
Simple. Mm-hmm. Boring. Royal. Boring. But middle names aren't supposed to be exciting, so.
Or should they be?
I don't think they should.
Really?
Yes, I think it should be. I think middle names should be something that I like the family idea of having, like, you're representing somebody in your family.
I don't mind the family idea. I do like the idea of it being something, like, meaningful.
Exactly.
That's like what I meant. Or like spicy. Like, I'm trying to think of like. Like, I could see me naming my child, like, something and then naming the middle name, like, Malibu or something because, like, I love Malibu.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 and they were born in Malibu. You know what I mean? Like,
something that influenced you and had it.
Yeah.
Like, or if it's, like, a mentor and you want to name your middle child, the middle name after them or something.
Yeah. Or me naming my like middle that. Name, like, Reese because I love Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. That happens a lot. I feel like people are named after other people.
Yeah.
Oh, you're named after Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's fair.
Okay. Do you want to do things that are underrated next?
Sure.
Okay.
You got it. Take the floor.
I'm not really that happy with my picks for this one.
Uh-oh. This is kind of a hard one.
Okay. I don't know if you'll agree with this, but I feel like...
Can we first agree that doing things that are overrated would be easier than underrated? I feel like underrated is a much tougher category.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to go with what I put first, which I... Whatever. I don't know if you'll agree. I think sunsets are underrated.
Oh my gosh, that's the most over... Like, that's overrated.
Really?
Yes.
I think for me personally, I think sunsets are underrated because I didn't realize, like, how powerful and awesome they are until I lived in my current apartment.
If there's any sunset anywhere and you go on Snapchat, every girl has a picture of this. Like, nobody's going to be like... not appreciate the sunset. Everybody always appreciates a good sunset. That's why I feel like it's hard to be
on a daily basis. Like, I did not realize personally how how great sunsets are.
I would have that on the overrated list. So
are you serious?
I think that's a terrible pick in my opinion. Yes.
I just, like, in my head, I never even thought about sunsets until I lived in my apartment and I actually see it now.
Yeah. And think about in Bloomington, whenever there was a cool sunset, think about how glorified they were. You know what I mean?
No, I think they're, like, perfectly rated then when people post them on their story. Like, clearly it was good.
Okay.
And it's so cool. It happens every day and it's different and it's, like, the most unique, powerful thing.
It is. Okay.
And it's, like, so – it brings you joy and it's a natural thing.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful. It's it's literally natural.
I would say it's overrated, but I guess you don't think there's enough love for sunsets?
No, justice for sunsets.
I guess I'll appreciate the sunsets more. I'm going to go with sweating. A lot of people just think sweating, oh, you're gross, you feel it, but just sweating it all out, it feels good. I think having, like, a sweat makes you feel good. You, like, feel like you're releasing, like, stress and stuff like that. So I think a good sweat is underrated. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, that feeling of working out and then you're sweating.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's...
I think it's kind of a weak number one.
Come on.
But whatever. I'm going to go calling someone instead of texting them. I think it's just, like, so much more personable. It's so underrated.
That's a good one.
How powerful it is. It's more effective. I wish that people would call me more instead of texting me because I hate freaking texting.
Yes. I'm surprised you didn't, this might be in there, but you didn't do voice
memos. Audio messages.
You love that.
I should have done that.
I think that is underrated. I won't take that.
That's underrated
that
too.
That is a very underrated thing. I'm going to go with, this is a little old school, but writing things out, like just making this list on pen and paper besides like digital. I think it feels good. Just seeing your own writing is underrated and we need to bring it back. Everything's all digital and on our phones and we're looking at screens all the time. So I just think writing things out and even if it's just at the beginning of the day, writing your to-do list, I think it's underrated and everybody should have a pen and paper and write things out. I think it's underrated. Feels good to write.
Okay. That's fair.
Thank you.
Number three, I'm picking my iconic retro Gatorade water bottle that, like, just squirts.
That is good.
That is so, it's the most underrated and best water bottle out there. I have a Hydro Flask. I have a Yeti. It's better than both of those.
Way better.
Because you actually drink more water and it's easier while you're working out. Like when I'm running on the treadmill, I don't want to like unscrew my Yeti or I can't drink my Hydro Flask like out of the straw. I'm like losing air. Like the Gatorade one is perfect. It's iconic. It's retro. I like the color. I like that it shows that someone's athletic. They clearly have an athlete background. And it's just a good water bottle.
And it just feels good in the hand.
Yeah.
It fits the hand good.
It's also the perfect size.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a very good one.
And I like the little squirt, like the bottle, the squirt. You can either like literally.
It sucks.
Yeah. It's great.
You can suck or, yeah.
Squirt.
Suck or squirt. That is a good one. That should have been your number one. That's probably the best on the list. Those things are awesome. I'm going to go with, been a huge fan of this since being LA and it needs more love, Shake Shack. Oh my gosh. That burger is and fry combo is unreal.
You're obsessed.
You love the fries, so don't give me hate on this one. It's just.
No, I agree.
I think it's just, like people talk about In-N-Out, Five Guys. We got to. Shake Shack's number one on
there. I definitely think in LA it's underrated because everyone like goes bananas over In-N-Out, but in New York people think Shake Shack is superior, so I don't understand how that could be underrated.
Well, you just said it's underrated here.
Only in LA?
Everywhere. Like in Chicago, nobody's talking about let's go to Shake Shack.
I feel like they do.
No, I was just there. Indiana, nobody's talking about Shake Shack.
Okay, what is this number round?
That was number three.
This is number four?
Yep.
I'm going to go my YouTube channel.
All right. Self-plug. Let's go.
I think it's underrated because I'm out here grinding, editing my videos like no one else out there. Well, other than Alicia Marie. She's killing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like I actually try hard. They're good videos, and it's hard to grow on YouTube, and I should have more subscribers.
All right. Yeah. Underrated.
That is my job. Do you agree with me?
That's your elevator
pitch.
That's
my number four.
All right. Did not see that one coming. On a different note, I'm going to go with wired headphones.
Oh, yeah. That's so good.
I think the trend of having like AirPods and Bluetooth, I don't like it. I feel safer having the wires. I know something about the wires just makes me feel safe.
I also love the mic.
Also having the mic and controlling the volume is so much easier on the wires instead of having to like tap on your AirPods.
No, that's a really good one.
So I'm in on wired headphones. Bring them back.
Okay, number five, I'm going matcha. I think it's underrated.
Yes.
Compared to like coffee, I think it's like, it doesn't give you a crash. It's healthier for you. It's nice. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I get over the taste of coffee and matcha is so good. And it's just underrated in my opinion.
Yeah, you don't really hear matcha on a daily basis. So. Mm-hmm. I agree. That's a good one. That would have been a good one on the best second place.
Oh, yeah.
But that's still a good one. For my final one, I'm going to go gas stations. Hear me out, but you think of gas stations, you have to go get gas. But going inside of a gas station and just searching.
I feel like I'm going to get murdered.
No. Searching.
When you're a girl.
Well, I'm a guy, so this is for me. And you're with people and it's a safe area. Safe gas stations. It's fun just going in there, looking at all the snacks, and you get to pick out your drink. It's like, okay, what am I going to have on a road trip? Gas station stops on a road trip.
I feel like gas stations, yes. Gas station snacks are underrated.
Both. You said gas stations,
sorry.
Yes.
I think just gas station snacks are underrated. Like the.
Yes. The idea of you can get something new.
Versus just gas stations themselves. I feel like I'm like scared sometimes to get out of my car and pump my gas and have someone make some remark on me. It's annoying. It's scary.
See, that's why I think it's underrated is because everybody has a bad connotation of it. But no, it's actually not
because
that bad.
Because it is bad.
Sometimes. Some places.
Yeah, sometimes.
But 99% of gas stations are fine. And you can have just a great experience that looking for your snacks and finding a good drink for your
I feel like
trip.
When I'm in middle of America on a road trip with friends going in the gas station and I'm comfortable, then it's underrated. But when I'm like by myself and it's nighttime, it's scary.
Well, that's a very specific time. But overall, gas stations are underrated.
Okay.
That was five. That was a dub by me.
What?
Your Gatorade one was good, but me, I just have more depth and we work well together, so I think I'm going to have to take take the dub on this one.
Are you serious?
You have LeBron. You have the best player, but I'm like the Warriors. I have the best team.
No, I also won middle names. We can agree on that.
That one's up for debate.
Elizabeth Marie, and then the dad's middle name, John.
William James. That can be debated.
Are you kidding me? No. I obviously won that.
All right.
No, I obviously won that. That's an easy win.
You said sunsets as your first pick for underrated. Okay. Come on.
You know what? For me personally,
drafting Greg Oden. A terrible pick. A bust. That's going to be in the league for 1 year and then you're done. I hope your other ones perform because sunsets are not underrated.
Okay, my Gatorade bottle and matcha and my YouTube channel, Slade.
Yeah, those are good.
And then lastly, let's do holidays.
Did I go first? Or you took sunset?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Christmas.
God fucking damn it.
I mean, it's hard to debate that one.
That's fair.
Don't have to say anything about that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go 4th of July.
Wow, that early?
Yeah, number one. I think it's so fun. It's like in the summer.
You love America.
You get the day off. Yeah, you get to celebrate America.
Freedom.
Yeah, I don't know. I just really like it. I like the activities around it, too.
Okay.
Like, I love the bonfire, the
lake.
Yeah, the lake. It's very Midwest. I feel like specifically 4th of July in the Midwest. In LA, it's not as fun. In the Midwest, like on the lake with a burger, hot dog. I mean, you took Christmas. I think that's number one.
Yeah.
What would you have taken number one?
I guess Christmas. My number two, I'm going to go Halloween. I'm a huge Halloween guy. I think it's fun. Everybody can participate. It's for all ages, little kids, all the way up to old people can have Halloween parties. You get to be somebody else for the night that you get a plan. It can be a little stressful, which is the downfall and like the expectations of having to dress up. Some people aren't a fan of, but I'm a fan of. I like planning stuff out and doing stuff with your friends. I think it's a great holiday.
Can we just both agree that the most overrated holiday is New Year's?
I was going to say Thanksgiving. I'm not a Thanksgiving fan.
Okay, but I think New Year's is overrated. Okay, second pick, this is surprising.
Okay.
I don't know if this is considered a holiday, but in my head it is because we get school and work off. Labor Day.
I had that one. I was my sleeper. I wanted that in the late rounds.
Labor Day is my number two because it is so nice. We all work so hard. You get the day off. And it's just randomly, it's at a random time, and I feel like it's just fun.
It is. I think it's that just that random September. Nothing really is happening.
And it's like that perfect day, like you need off.
Yes, and just like, oh, you can look forward to Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
And it's well deserved, I think.
It is. It's a good one.
And also, the thing I love about it is there's no pressure. Like, with Christmas, even with 4th of July, even with Halloween, like, you have to plan, and there's so much stress. Like, Labor Day, like, if you're expecting to do nothing, but if you do something, you're like, slay. Like, this is so fun.
Yep.
There's, like, low expectations for it.
Yeah, Labor Day. I wanted to get that in the 4th or 5th round, but you stole that from me, so props to you for that one. I'm going to go – I'm debating two right now. I'm going to take the one that I think you might take. So I'm going to take Valentine's Day. I have not been able to celebrate the last few years, but I think it's – I like it. I think it's cute having the day for your lover, even if it's just like your friends, your mom, just showing love and everybody's nicer and you get to kind of be nice to that special someone. I think it's a great holiday.
I also like it when you're like a girl, because even if you don't have a boyfriend, like you can still have like a Galentine's and it's super fun.
Yeah.
You can treat yourself. I love the colors around it. I agree.
Yeah.
Is this third round pick for me?
Third round pick.
Okay. Although they're slightly annoying, I think it's a good third round pick. Birthdays.
I didn't even think about that. I like that.
I just think it's fun. Like, it's fun to, like, genuinely plan a day all about you. Sometimes it can be stressful, but if you do it with the right people or if you have your friends help out. And I don't know. It's just fun to, like, celebrate a random day during the year.
I agree that. I agree. Everybody should have their day. It's all about you. Your friends celebrate you. I love that. But I will draw the line at the whole birthday month and birthday week.
Oh, yeah.
No, girls,
that's a lot.
We can't. We're not doing the whole. You can have your weekend. I'll let the weekend slide. That one day is yours. I'll gas you up so much, whatever you want, do whatever you want for you on that birthday, but you only get one. Everybody only gets one day.
It also is cute and fun. Like, I feel like I'm really loved on my birthday. It's sad to be getting older, but it's like really, and I always try and like send my friends a nice text or audio message or FaceTime them on their birthday because I just feel like it's fun and cute. Yeah. And then also, I feel like if you take the time to like really plan, you can have a really fun day.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And like birthday, birthdays. Like when you're little, birthday parties.
Birthdays
when
are
you get invited
lit.
To birthday parties, you go to the bouncy house.
Birthdays
or you go...
are like the OG like events.
Yes. It's like your party. Yeah.
No, it's like birthdays were like the OG like Revolve parties.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're going to the arcade, it's so fun.
Laser tag?
Yeah.
That should be a category. Kids' birthday party themes.
Yeah.
Laser tag. Also, yeah, if you had a bouncy house, first of all, you're rich. Second of all, that was... epic. That I love. And if you got a little goodie bag or something, so good.
I like birthdays.
Birthdays. That's okay, that's number three.
I'm gonna go with one that I like do not normally celebrate, but it looks like it's a lot of fun if you're in the right place. I'm gonna go St. Patrick's Day.
God.
I just think the whole everybody in Chicago looks like a great time. Everybody's dressed in green, obviously.
It's a perfect random day to get drunk.
Yes. Big party day, and you just I don't even know what you're celebrating. St. Patrick, whatever, but and it looks fun in Ireland. You're drinking Guinnesses.
I'm so mad that you just took that. It's such an underrated
and it's fun.
Holiday.
And like just a little stupid tradition of if you're not wearing green, you get to pinch someone. Like, come on. It's fun.
You get to pinch someone. Yeah. Or you get to kiss someone.
Yeah, kiss me. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm running out of holidays. My number four, I'm going Hanukkah.
Okay.
I just think it's an underrated holiday. I think for my Jewish queens and kings, it's like an awesome way to celebrate. I feel like they have like their 8 days. It's super fun. I had like quite a few Jewish friends growing up and it looks like a great time.
Yeah.
And I love how you like light the menorah. I don't know. I just love it.
It's good. It's just like
slay.
Same time around Christmas. So it's kind of like the Christmas for the.
I also think it's like they're so kind about all of us annoying Christians who are like celebrating Christmas. Like everything, every store, everywhere is like decorated in Christmas and they're still so like kind about it.
Yeah.
And they like let us and you know what I mean? Like some of them even like celebrate Christmas too because they're like, oh, it's fun.
Yeah.
Like I feel like people are normally like so in their way about what they want to do. Like I feel like people that celebrate Hanukkah are also so nice about people celebrating Christmas, which I appreciate.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
So with my last pick. Do I want to go? I'm going to go Mardi Gras. Another party.
Oh,
another,
my God.
I'm on the back-to-back party ones. But, I mean, the videos of people in New Orleans and my friends went to St. Louis. Like, it looks so fun. The whole another thing, like, the tradition of the beads sounds fun. And I love the colors. Mardi Gras themes parties are always fun. You get to dress up in the purple, yellow, and green, I think, are the colors. But yeah, it's just another fun partying holiday. So, I mean, me with St. Patrick's Day and Mardi Gras at the end, sheesh, it's a good list.
Sheesh.
And then Christmas holding it down at the one. All right, you need a big one here. You need to find a gem.
Oh, wait, I have such a good one. My number five is going to be Mother's Day.
That's a good one.
I just think it's so cute and it's so well deserved. And I think it's superior to Father's Day because I think it's really cute when everyone posts their mom on Instagram and I get to see everyone and their mom. They look all alike. And it's just fun to celebrate mom. And it's easier for me to like buy stuff for my mom. Like dad, it's a little harder. I'm like, okay, do I get them golf balls again? I got them. I don't know. Moms are easy. Like, you can get them flowers. You can bake them something. They're just, like, so happy about anything you do and anything you plan. And I feel like mom just, like,
so you think Mother's Day is better because the moms appreciate it more?
Yeah. Genuinely, I do.
Okay.
At least I think our mom does.
Yeah.
And I just feel like they...
I feel like for fathers, they just want a day where they can... sit on like the couch and watch golf.
Also, I think moms, like, at the end of the day, like, they did give birth. And they, I don't know, moms do so much. And not to say that dads don't, but I think they do so much and they're incredible people and they should be celebrated even more than Mother's Day.
Even more than Mother's? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out all the moms.
Yeah. That's and a good I think one. It's a well-deserved holiday.
Yeah. I think I have a hard time putting Mother's Day over fall. I think you could combo it. And that'd be a good combo, but
okay,
I
am feel I bad to for my that? Father's.
Yeah, you can do Mother's Day and Father's
Mother
Day.
Mother and Father's Day?
Yeah. It's a good one.
Thank you.
I wouldn't have, I would have probably put Easter above that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think Easter's so boring.
Easter egg hunts were so fun when you were little.
I mean, I guess.
And like, he's risen. Come on.
I mean, yeah, he's risen, but like, I don't know. I just feel like.
I, see. The problem with Mother's Day and Father's Day is I feel like it's kind of just like another birthday celebration for them. Which I'm not trying to hate, but I kind of see it as like the same thing. Yeah, all right, what do you want to do on your birthday? What do you want on Mother's Day?
I think it's more meaningful. Like, at least for me, celebrating Mother's Day versus celebrating my mom's birthday, I feel like it's more meaningful. Like, I feel like I try harder on Mother's Day than her birthday.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know? Like, I don't know, something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so what did you say? Just say?
That I feel like it's kind of just like...
No, your holiday?
Oh, my Easter.
Oh, you think Easter?
I don't know. I didn't want to put it, but it was on my list in case we ran out. But what did we miss? Yeah, New Year's Eve, not a fan.
No.
Thanksgiving. I can't believe nobody took that, but we just have not had that great of Thanksgiving.
I just feel like it's not Black Wednesday. Fun.
Yeah. Black Friday fun.
Black Friday kind of fun. Martin Luther King Day, obviously love that day.
Yeah.
And it's, you know what's cool about Martin Luther King Day is like it's a great day to celebrate like history.
I was gonna say service. It's very day on, not day off.
Yeah.
Thing. It's a good one. What's in March? Do they have a holiday?
Isn't that St. Patty's?
St. Patty's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or is that April? I don't know. Whatever.
No, I think that's March.
What's...
Because remember, we would always be on spring break.
Yeah, what's the one... Veterans Day is good. The other one...
Memorial Day?
Memorial Day. I like Memorial Day. That one's a... I think that's an important one. And
it is a very important one.
It's a good one,
well.
And good cookout day and very American day.
Mm-hmm. It's... Okay. Well, that was our wrap on our draft. I think... Okay, so what did you have for holidays? I had 4th of July, Labor Day... Mother's Day, birthdays.
Birthday was your best pick.
And what else did I have?
Labor Day, St. Patty's Day, Valentine's Day? I took Valentine's Day. I don't know. I had
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah is a good one. Yeah. That was all right. But I had Christmas, Halloween, Valentine's Day, and then the two party ones, the St. Patty's Day and Mardi Gras.
I just feel like mine are more meaningful.
Yeah, but...
Like, you're just trying to get drunk on those days.
The last two. And Halloween. So three out of the four. But Christmas, that's like...
So yours, like, you just ranked, like, yours by partying.
No.
I ranked mine by, like, actual holidays.
Favorite. If we're talking about meaningful, then I'd put, like, Thanksgiving. That's very meaningful. Thankful for stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Just holidays. What are your favorite holidays?
I think I won the holidays.
No, stop.
Labor Day?
You put
so
Labor
underrated.
Day with number two. If you took that in the fifth round, it'd be a good pick.
No, I had to get it before you did. Anyway, let us know what you thought about our draft, you guys. I think my team's going to go big this year.
Undefeated?
Yeah.
You're going to have a few
losses.
My
team's going to go undefeated this year. I hope you guys enjoy it. And let us know if you want us to do another draft soon.
Yep. Let us know what we should draft.
Oh, yeah.
We're always trying to think of...
Comment down below right now what we should draft because Phil and I play this game in real life with our friends and it's so fun. So comment down below what you think we should draft next and I hope to see you next week. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and all the platforms at TK's Juicy Polls. What's your Instagram, Phil?
PhilipKing10. Go give me a follow.
And if you haven't subscribed to this podcast yet, please do so. I would be so grateful. We're trying to grow it to 20K subscribers, so that would be awesome. Definitely click the subscribe button, send it to your friends, and I'll see you guys next week. Make someone's day. Peace.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.